And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 9th of April, 2015. 150 years ago today, 1865, General Robert E. Lee surrendered the Army of Northern Virginia to Ulysses S. Grant, which effectively ended the American Civil War. Union troops had driven Lee out of Richmond. They'd blocked his route back to North Carolina. His troops had no more food or supplies. The Union Army was hounding them wherever they went. Men were deserting from Lee's army in growing numbers, and those who stayed seemed doomed. And so Lee said it would be useless and therefore cruel to provoke the further effusion of blood, and I have arranged to meet with General Grant with a view to surrender. They met in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, at the home of Wilmer McLean, a meeting lasting about 2.5 hours. Lee arrived first in full dress uniform. Grant came in half an hour later, straight off the road, rumpled, specked with mud. Grant wrote out the terms of surrender and agreed to release all Confederate soldiers currently held prisoner, agreed that all the troops could keep their personal property, including their horses, and he agreed to supply Lee's men with Union rations. The meeting was over at about 4 o'clock, and for all intents and purposes, so was the war, which had cost some 630,000 American lives. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Baudelaire, born in Paris, 1821. It's the birthday of Gregory Pincus, born in Woodbine, New Jersey, 1903, one of the inventors of the birth control pill, which was approved for human contraception in 1960. It was on this day in 1859 Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, got his steamboat pilot's license, fulfilling his childhood dream. He was 23 years old, and he piloted steamboats for 2 more years, found steady work, and made between $150 and $250 a month. And it's the birthday of Hugh Hefner, Chicago, 1926, who was writing promotional copy for Esquire magazine when he got the idea for a new magazine, a lifestyle magazine for single men. He financed it with $600 of his own money and $1,000 he got from his mother, and put out the first issue of Playboy out of his kitchen in Hyde Park, Chicago, featuring a nude photograph of Marilyn Monroe, for which he paid $200. The magazine sold out very quickly. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Ferlinghetti from A Far Rockaway of the Heart, number 64. On the stage set of the Piazza della Rotunda, a couple of thousand citizens, some still in togas, strolling about or sitting at cafe tables, and an old, old flower seller passing among the tables, bending over young couples in jeans as they whisper together and offering them her so dry flowers, and they not deigning to notice the old crone with her gnarled hands and her fingers full of the thin rings of her former lives, each one of them enough to enlighten them as to what love or life might be, and her lips almost at their ears, in which they hear only the very distant roaring of their own futures. A poem by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, number 64, from A Far Rockaway of the Heart, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their Favorite Poem Project Florida invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.